This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A suicide bombing and another blast ripped through two mosques in Pakistan on Friday, killing at least 57 people and injuring more than 60 amid events marking the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad, police and health officials said. No group has claimed responsibility for the blast, one of which trapped dozens of people under rubble, media said. They came amid a surge in militant attacks, raising the stakes for security forces ahead of general elections set for January. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered one of the top commanders of the Wagner military contract group to take charge of what he calls volunteer units fighting in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The order signals the Kremlin's efforts to keep using the mercenaries after the death of their boss, Yevgeny Prigozhin. Putin has told Andrei Trusev that his task is to form volunteer units that could perform combat tasks, primarily in the war zone. The meeting appears to reflect the Kremlin's plan to redeploy some of the Wagner mercenaries to the front line in Ukraine, following their brief mutiny in June and their chief's suspicious death in a plane crash on August 23. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian tank crews in eastern Ukraine say the first delivery of U.S. Abrams tanks to Kyiv as a boost and will offer more protection and firepower in battle. President Volodymyr Zelensky said this week Ukraine has taken delivery of its first shipment of U.S. jet-powered Abrams tanks to help in the defense against Russia's invasion. Ukrainian tank crews training in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine say once they're deployed, the Abrams tanks will be a big step up from the Soviet-era tanks they've been operating. This is VOA News. Veteran U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, a titan of American political history who notched a string of legislative achievements during a trailblazing three-decade career in the Senate, has died at 90 years old, according to media reports Friday. Feinstein, the Senate's oldest member, was celebrated as a pioneer for women in politics and a hugely effective legislator. She had already announced her retirement this February as her health worsened and followed a number of missteps that threatened her legacy. The Californian was widowed last year. Refugees from Nagorno-Karabakh continue to cross into Armenia by the thousands, with more than half the population of the enclave evacuated since Monday. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Goris, Armenia, on the road leading from Nagorno-Karabakh.
In mid-September, after decades of off-and-on wars, Azerbaijan swiftly gained control of the entirety of Nagorno-Karabakh, a self-declared republic that lies well within Azerbaijan's internationally recognized borders. Here in the border area, aid workers offer food, water, and some services as families enter Armenia.
But many families say the housing facilities here for refugees are full, and the patchwork of aid groups does not appear to be prepared to help the tens of thousands more people expected to arrive in the next few days.
Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Goris, Armenia.
A U.S. government shutdown could bring disappointment for visitors to national parks, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
If the federal government shuts down on Sunday, the entrances to the majority of iconic national parks will be shut and thousands of park rangers will be furloughed. That's according to the Department of the Interior. In Arizona and Utah, the economic impact of sites like the Grand Canyon and Zion are so big that state officials say they'll keep some of them open using state funding. The nonprofit National Parks Conservation Association says the park's director can't enter into agreements with local entities and that park communities lose around $70 a day for each park visitor that is kept away. Jennifer King, Washington.
A potent rush hour rainstorm has swamped the New York metropolitan area. The deluge Friday shut down swaths of the subway system, flooded some streets and highways, and delayed flights into LaGuardia Airport. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says it's a dangerous storm with up to 12 centimeters of rain falling in some areas overnight and as much as 18 centimeters more expected. The flooding had risen above cars' tires and some drivers abandoned their vehicles in New York. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.